Pope Benedict XVI today held his weekly general audience, during which he looked back on his weekend pilgrimage to the island of Malta. In his reflections, the Holy Father made special mention of his private meeting with Maltese victims of clerical sexual abuse, saying he shared their suffering, prayed with them, and assured them of the action of the Church. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Dear brothers and sisters, this past weekend, I had the joy of visiting Malta.
The Holy Father spoke to the thousands gathered of his joy at being able to celebrate the 1950th anniversary of St. Paul's shipwreck on the island and recalled other events and encounters over the course of last weekend. One encounter during his visit was to meet with a group of victims who were sexually abused as children by priests in a church-run orphanage on the island.
Ho condiviso con loro la sofferenza.
He recounted this meeting while speaking in Italian to pilgrims, saying that he shared with the victims their suffering and emotionally prayed with them, assuring them of church action.
Assicurando l'azione della Chiesa.
The Pope went on to praise the Maltese people for the vitality of their faith and in their respect for the dignity of the unborn and the sacredness of marriage.
The Christian vision, so deeply rooted in Maltese life and culture, continues to provide inspiration for meeting the great social and moral challenges of the present time. The vitality of the faith in Malta was evident in the joyful celebration of Mass before the Church of St. Publius.
Pope Benedict also again noted the positive example St. Paul can provide to young people as they make their journey through this life.
At the port of Valletta, I challenged Malta's young people to look to St. Paul's spiritual journey as a model for their own, to let their lives be changed by an encounter with the risen Christ, and to trust that God's loving plan is more powerful than any storm or shipwreck along the way.
During the audience, there were warm tributes from the English contingent in St. Peter's Square to the Holy Father, who celebrated the fifth anniversary of his pontificate this week.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors are happy to have this opportunity to congratulate you on the happy occasion of the fifth anniversary of your election to the See of Peter.
And in conclusion, Pope Benedict returned the compliment by greeting all those English-speaking pilgrims who had come from as far apart as Scandinavia, the Philippines and Canada.
We are a group of canonists from Canada, here visiting the dicasteries of the Holy See, and we were privileged to be here for the occasion of the fifth anniversary of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.